with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge has altered Donald Trump's gag order, letting him talk about witnesses and the jury in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Just ahead of this week's presidential debate, Manhattan Judge Juan Marchand cleared the way for Trump to comment publicly about witnesses and jurors in the criminal trial that led to his felony conviction. In his ruling, the judge wrote that the gag order was meant to protect the integrity of the judicial proceedings. But now that the trial is over, those protections are no longer necessary. However, the former president is still barred from talking about court staffers, the prosecution team, and their families until he is sentenced next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military's Peer Project is back in business in the Gaza Strip.
A $230 million Peer Project that the U.S. has built on the coast of Gaza to deliver badly needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians is running again.
This particular pier is currently in place in the beach up here in Gaza.
That's Colonel Samuel Miller, the commander of the Joint Task Force in the U.S. Army's 7th Transportation Brigade. The military toured international journalists around the pier on Tuesday. Reporters saw U.S. vessels ferrying trucks full of aid from large cargo ships stationed out at sea to the pier. The trucks then drove the aid to the beach. Though aid is making it that far, it still faces distribution difficulties. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Federal food safety regulators are warning Bimbo Bakeries USA to stop using misleading labels. They say that the products contain potentially dangerous allergens when they don't. Bimbo is the company behind major baked goods brands such as Sara Lee, Thomas Oro Wheat, and Entenmann's. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the NASDAQ rose 220, the S&P advanced 21. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham wraps up a trip to the UK.
The popular evangelist preached the gospel to some 7,000 people in Glasgow over the weekend. Earlier this month, he held a similar event in Birmingham. Meanwhile, in the UK, Graham is also announcing he's starting a new fund to defend religious freedom in the British Isles. There are growing concerns in England and Scotland about new hate crimes laws that would threaten Christians' right to talk about their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business says they will initially target eight states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Meanwhile, SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters in many of those same states. This is SRN News. AI gives Wall Street a boost as the NASDAQ and S&P 500 made big gains while the Dow fell almost 300 points. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
A rebound for NVIDIA propped up a weakened Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday, nearing the all-time high it set a week earlier. The NASDAQ composite leaped 1.3% for its first gain in 4 days. That strength came even as the majority of stocks on Wall Street fell outside of artificial intelligence winners. The Dow, which doesn't include NVIDIA, fell 299 points. That's about 0.8%. NVIDIA jumped almost 7%. That was its first gain in 4 days. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. That came after a report showed that consumer confidence was a touch better than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.24%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.